7:30 look here at local news. And once again, with that, here's Sharon Alsad. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, everyone. It's time to get a flu vaccine, and this fall, some brands promise a little extra protection. For the first time, certain vaccines will guard against four strains of flu rather than the usual three. They're called quadrivalent vaccines, and they're so new that they'll make up only a fraction of the year's supply. All the nasal spray vaccines sold in the U.S. this year will be the four-strain kind and a few varieties of shots. Specialists say that's just one of many flu vaccine options to choose from, not necessarily a better one. The government recommends a yearly flu vaccine for nearly everyone starting at 6 months of age. Early fall is the ideal time, so protection kicks in before flu season starts spreading. As the new school year begins, some facts and figures about education in America from the AP's Diane Kepley.
The National Center for Education Statistics estimates that 50 million children are enrolled in public schools this year, plus a little over 5 million in private school. There are about 3.3 million elementary and secondary public teachers, leading to a student-teacher ratio of 15 to 1. As for what those teachers are paid, the average teacher in a public high school earned $56,000 for the school year ending in 2011. The NCES says that when adjusted for inflation, that salary is only 3% higher than it was 20 years earlier. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
WFYI Television will be among the local TV stations taking part tonight in a Live United special featuring stories about the work of the United Way of Central Indiana. President and CEO Ann Mertlow says the special will focus on health, education, and basic needs. It'll be broadcast at 7:30 with a rebroadcast scheduled.
Thursday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. in a half-hour Live United 2013 program, WFYI, will be airing all of the stories again. And that is the day that we will actually be kicking off with the Colts.
This is the 15th year Indianapolis TV stations have come together for the special highlighting the United Way's work. Astronaut Jerry Ross will return to his northwestern Indiana hometown of Crown Point this month to help commemorate the 135th birthday of the old Lake County Courthouse. The public is invited to the celebration on the downtown square September 22nd. The red brick building combining Romanesque and Georgian architectural styles was built in 1878. It now houses shops, businesses, and a vintage courtroom occupied by the Crown Point City Court. Ross retired in 2012 as a NASA astronaut after flying on seven space shuttle missions. The assets of a once promising biotech company are set for the auction block. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Greenwood-based Alona Biotechnologies planned to develop synthetic insulin, but the company eventually ran out of money. Key Auctioneers in Indianapolis says it is handling the sale of Alona's $6.5 million facility, intellectual property, and a key patent. The city of Greenwood has been trying to recover more than $9.5 million in loans and incentives through foreclosure proceedings. The auction is set for September 27th. An Indianapolis-based auto-related company is reporting continuing growth. Max Trade-In says its online vehicle selling or trading system has surpassed the $100 million mark in offers made. More from reporter Andy Ober.
The company says it has worked with nearly 100 dealerships in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. The site allows consumers to receive multiple offers for their vehicle from dealers who subscribe to the service. The milestone is just the latest sign of growth for Max Trade-In. The company announced last month an expansion into Columbus, Ohio, and earlier this summer, it closed on a $1.2 million round of funding. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Another part of the state could be turning to sports tourism for an economic boost. The Duneland Sports Authority is proposing a multi-purpose sports and entertainment venue in Porter County. Organizers say it would create 250 immediate and 1,500 long-term jobs. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
Today, a business may need to consider a health strategy, too. First Person creates health strategies designed to address both employee benefit costs and employee well-being. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
An initiative from the Indiana University Research and Technology Corporation is designed to help university inventors launch new high-tech companies. The spin-up program allows those inventors to continue working on the technology while the IURTC handles the business side of the operation. IURTC Head of Startup Support and Promotion, Joe Trebley, says the effort has registered some success.
InfoMap is a great story. Dr. Arina Petracci and Dr. Matthias Klaus and Dr. Brian Johnstone at the IU School of Medicine had this idea to look for this particular marker for emphysema and COPD. It's a third leading cause of death in the United States. And even in Indiana, that we have higher incidence than average of this disease. And what they've discovered, you know, if we can push it through the clinic, will be the first disease-modifying drug for this. And so it's a very exciting project.
The program is a key element in the evolution of the IURTC. The organization's Innovate Indiana Fund recently closed its 10th deal. It is preparing to launch a technology park in Bloomington in an effort to attract larger companies and startups. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather, today sunny with a high of 77, mostly clear tonight, low 55. Sunny tomorrow, high 81, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny with highs near 82. Sunny right now, 58 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks so much.